Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be finishing up the Melachas of Shabbos, learning about the different categories of activities which are not allowed on Shabbos. This is part 5. In Simon Pei, the 80th chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. This is by far the longest section in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're going to be finishing up today with essentially three different melachos. They are building and destroying, which is Boine and Soise, which are the 34th and 35th melachos on Shabbos. And finally, Makeh Bepatish, which is finishing up an item, finishing up and completely completing this item. Let's jump straight in. So when it comes to Boine and Soise, building and destroying, we're going to be looking at a number of these halachas. So first of all, if I have in the old days, the way doors used to work, where they would have hinges, the hinge would be like a hole in the ground, a hole in the, on the top of the lintel, and a peg which would stick out of the bottom and the top, and you'd place it into that, and it would swing on that peg in that hole. So can I take the door off its hinges, out of its place, and put it back in? The answer is no, that would be Boine and Soise. And remember that the Daraisa of Boine and Soise is when it's something attached to the ground. And this is, you know, definitely attached to the ground. You're adding something to a fixed structure. This is a problem. What happens if I have a door which is broken, so it doesn't really open properly, but it's still tied to the door frame? So it's like really the door's kind of detached. Can I put it back in the door frame on Shabbos? So since it's connected, so likely what people would do is I would tie it with a rope that doesn't get removed. So since it's still attached to the door frame, it can be placed in the cavity and removed as needed, because it's part of the building. That's as long as it used to have a hinge, even if the hinge is not working now. Well, let's say it does have a hinge, and can I put it back in the hinge? So the same problem exists. This would be considered boine, that would be considered building. What happens if it does not have a hinge at all? So this is a board that was never, that ultimately never had a hinge with this door, but it's attached to a rope. Can it be used to fill the cavity? So it depends. In this case, if this is an entrance which you go in frequently, in and out and in and out, and I close and open and close and open, then it's fine. But if it's something which I don't use all the time, it's a back door, it's a side door, in that case, then it would be a problem of putting it there and taking it away, even if it's attached, because it isn't. It's considered more like it would be considered looking like it's by now. Let's say suddenly you have an open window. So I have a window which has is an open cavity. May I put a board into it to use it as a shutter? So it depends. If the board had been used and set aside for this particular cavity before now, no problem at all, because that's what it's used for. But if, let's say, it's never been used and you're saying, maybe I should use this board over here, then that's a problem on Shabbos. Similarly, if you can actually use a clothing, you can put out a piece of item of clothing and use that to cover the cavity even the first time, that is not a problem. Moving on to another topic, are we allowed to sweep the floor on Shabbos? So in the old days, most houses, till pretty recently, in the last century or so, that most houses had earth floors, packed earth. So in those cases, one would not be allowed to sweep floors because it's meshave gumos. Person can fill in the holes, and therefore that's considered part of boine as well. However, when those star floors started getting covered both with boards or with stone, in that case, at the beginning, actually, there was a gzeira on those cases because they were uncommon. But today, since it is very common, everybody has covered floors today, then that's not considered an issue. What about kids playing on the ground? So again, if they're playing, you know, like they're playing marbles, on the actual ground itself, it is a problem because they're probably going to smooth out some part of the ground. They can do it on cement, they can do it on flat surfaces which are not the ground, that's fine. They shouldn't really be doing it on the ground itself. But sometimes if you speak to kids and you tell them to do something and they don't listen, maybe it's sometimes better, what's called mutav yishogegim, sometimes it's better to let them know, not to let them know if you know they're not going to listen in this particular constellation. Can I rub dirt or spit into the ground with my foot? So I see dirt there, I just want to rub it in so it just isn't as obvious. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos intentionally because it could fill in holes. But if I happen to be walking and I do this, it's not a problem. Can I hang up a curtain or division in a room? So we enter now into the context of what's called asiyas oil, which is a subsection of boina, making a tent. So making a tent is a problem. If you make it, it has to have walls and a roof. Just walls, just a mechitza, is not a problem unless it's what's called a mechitza hamateres. Now that mechitza actually has some import, for halachic separation. So what's an example of that? So let's say a couple wants to have intimate relations. They may not do so in front of Sifrei Kodesh, holy books, or in a room which is lit. So if they want to set up a mechitza to cover the light, to make a separation between themselves and Sarim, which may be in that room, they're not allowed to set that up on Shabbos. So what all options are available? So one can throw a double covering, double sheet over the bookcase. That's not a problem of Asiyas oil. Or if there's a mechitza which is already set up on a rail, like a curtain or in a rope, and it's open at tefach, so like a hand's breadth on the side is already open, one can extend it, because that's not making a new mechitza, that happens to be extending this. So what's actually happened in shul, it was interesting, that sometimes when there's a very big simcha in one of the rooms, we put up a mechitza in one section of the women's section to make more space for the men. And what had happened was that it actually fell down in the middle of the davening, and somebody wanted to put it back up. So I point out that you can't do that because that's mechitza materes, meaning if you want to be that there's men and women in the same room, it is serving a halachic function. You can't put it up even though there's no roof. And so if the non-Jewish help would do that and without realizing it, that might be different, but one could not do that oneself as well. This would be considered this mechitza materes. So when it comes to actually making that tent, though that's the real thing, not just the mechitza, how much is asur for a tent? So it is very small. It could be a tefach, al tefach, barum tefach, which means 1 cubic tefach, which is 3.2, between 3.2 and 3.8 inches. Yeah, that's all you need to do for it to be considered a ohel, and that is asur, that is prohibited, even if it's not a materis. It doesn't have any halachic import. It's just to protect. It's just to, you know, hold off the rain or the sunlight or the wind. No, that is a problem. So what happens if it's just temporary? It's still an issue. So even a temporary tent is a problem. What if I just want to spread out a sheet over the crib? So let's say I want to, I have a baby in the crib. I want to spread out a tent over it. So that is a problem because you're making a cover as well, unless it was the sheet was on the side and the sheet was somewhat covered. So there was, it was open a tefach and I'm just extending it as well. What about opening a canopy over a stroller? So that should be fine because usually it's open somewhat of a tefach already, and then like a hand breadth, and I'm just extending it rather than making it. But let's say the canopy had come off of the stroller, and I'm going to put it back on, that would be a problem of ICS oil. One has to also be careful about rain covers as well on strollers. If one knows it's going to rain, it's best to have them put onto this onto the stroller already and then just extending it rather than actually putting it on the first time. People are not aware of this. What about the lid of a chest? Can I open up the lid of a chest? So if it has hinges, no problem. It's meant to open and close. But if it has no hinges, it's just, you know, like an old chest, those wooden chests, you pick up at the top, that would be a problem because you're now breaking an oil. And if I put that let's say that cover on the top of a box, that's making a new oil. One has to be very careful. What happens if I want to make a table by placing a board over a barrel and then we'll sit around? That's what people would do often before they lived in the luxury that we live in today. So one's allowed to do that, but the barrel must be upside down so that the cavity of the barrel is facing down, so one is not making an ohel, a tent, by placing the board over that barrel. Can I close a chimney vent or smoke vent on the outside of the house? So if it points to the side of the house, then it's fine. If it's pointing upwards, and if the vent is the vent cover has hinges, it's all right because it's meant to open and close. But if it does not have hinges, I'm placing a piece of metal over the top, that is a problem. One cannot cover it on Shabbos. What if the leg of my bench broke? Can I put it back? The answer is no. You're going to likely push it in a way that's going to render it a permanent fix, and that's a problem. So can I just move the bench that's now one-legged or two-legged and I move it to rest the other part on another bench so I can lean on it? The answer is no. Once it's broken, you have to leave it where it is because you may end up coming to fix it as well. But what happens if I just did that before Shabbos? So I have another bench and I just move this bench over to the other bench to rest on it because it's somewhat broken. If you've been doing that before, then that's fine. Can I place two boards on buckets or blocks to make a bench? There's no problem. If this is the way one was doing it beforehand. Does it apply to food? The answer is yes. Birboina applies to food, so one cannot make cheese by allowing it to solidify and shaking it up. What happens? I'm pushing together a mush of food. So if one, let's say I'm taking egg salad, so then one has to be careful not to make it into a specific shape. One can sort of like, you know, put it into the serving dish, but I shouldn't be making it into a star or a square. That would still be an issue. Now move into makabe patish, which is the last idea, which is literally means the final hammer blow. It's finishing an object, making it making it complete. So a few basic things. Let's say sometimes you have tailor stitches, which just hold garments in place when they do all the corrections or a new garment. Can I take those out on Shabbos? The answer is no. Sometimes the back of suit flaps have like an X of threads. One cannot remove that on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, because that's considered makabe patish. It's like the last hammer blow. Can I put shoelaces into shoes? If it's a new shoe and hasn't had shoelaces before, I'm not allowed to do that. That's called makabe patish. But if it's an old shoe, I can do, unless it's a lot of work, and then it's a lot of tircha on Shabbos. Can I wind a watch? So the Kesser says no, well, because this is considered makabe patish according to many paiskim. Can I fix an instrument? This is also makabe patish, which is why there's a prohibition of playing music or anything which is related to music on Shabbos because of the concern of Shem Yatak and Kli Shir. And that includes dancing and clapping and slapping one's leg as part of this. What about singing? Singing is not a problem. What about dancing and clapping? So technically it is included in this gzeira, but the Ketzer points out that for the Kavod HaTorah it's fine. So let's say one is at an oneg or a kfabrengen or something very special about Torah and Shabbos, that's fine, but just stam, it would not be appropriate. What happens if I want to chase birds away from, let's say, eating the vegetables that are growing in my garden? So one is allowed to, but one cannot clap. One's not supposed to use clapping. One can do it with a shinui, so let's say clapping with the back of one's hands. Can I fold my clothes? The answer is, folding, generally speaking, removes creases and is considered like fixing a object. One knows very well if one doesn't fold one satisfied right away, it's creased on Motzei Shabbos, so one should not be folding it on Shabbos. There is a debate as if you're allowed to fold not on the creases. So folding on the creases is a problem. Folding not on the creases of Shulchan Aruch Seres is fine, but Ketzer and the Mishnah Berurah suggest avoiding that altogether as well, which is why you'll see many men will put their talises down and not fold them, or just fold them very clumsily on Shabbos and then fix it up on Motzei Shabbos. Can I set my bed on Shabbos? This is not a makabe patish issue. This is an issue of achana, of preparing. So if one is going to use it for Shabbos afternoon nap, that's fine. If not, more of a problem. However, there are poskim who say that for some people, having a set bed, having a made bed helps their oneg Shabbos. They walk into the room and everything looks like a mess. They feel ach. So then if that's the case, then it's not achana. It's actually more the one sense of experience of Shabbos. Not because it's saving oneself time later, but rather because it is actually the way one enjoys one's house being set. With this, we conclude. And this concludes Siman Pei, the 80th chapter in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. Have a wonderful and meaningful